Hey everybody, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. Hey, if you're listening on Spotify, do me a favor and click the link below. You can leave me a voice message, ask a question, or give me an idea on a topic you'd like to hear more about. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, rate the podcast. Also, you can leave a message on that. Or you can email me at chrisbassettpodcast@yahoo.com. Put something funny in there, a quote, a joke, and you may just hear a reply on the podcast. Anyway, let's get into this week's. Hey, Chris Bassett here, and my guest today is Jamie.
Yep, I'm back. It's the weekend.
That's too bad.
You invited me.
All right, so drinking some mules. What are you drinking?
Mule that I made, not one
out of a can.
From a can.
Oh, well, all right. So, the what happened yesterday? Friday night, went out for dinner with Alex.
Yep.
And we both got steak.
Oh, where'd you go?
Okoboji Grill.
Whoa, yeah. One of those fancy places in Newton.
Newton! And had some steak and potatoes, coleslaw, because everybody eats coleslaw with a steak, mm-hmm. And then some mules again.
Mm.
And
Alex have some mules?
Yeah, he was like, no, he didn't have a mule, he's 3 years old.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah,
started walking.
I took my infant son to the bar because I'm a piece of shit.
Wow.
And so yeah, dinner was good. And then
why'd you guys go to dinner?
Because humans have to eat food.
Mm.
Oh, to celebrate.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, to celebrate life and joy. Yeah. I'm a nice guy.
That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah, no, he's doing good in school. So, took him out and bought him a piece of meat.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I made him touch my penis.
As always.
As you should to your teenage son.
Right.
It's not gay.
No. And I've experienced this, ladies and gentlemen. He's not even joking.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, fast forward to today. So, I started a handyman business.
Handyman.
Yeah, I've been getting hand jobs and giving hand jobs.
Yes.
Giving and getting and giving. But so it's an app on the phone, and then I make a profile. I took a picture of my face to repel potential customers.
Right. It was decent. Yeah. Wasn't it one that you took on vacation?
That was a different one.
Oh, because you're on so many different ways to make money.
Everything that I can do to escape from my job. So this one just makes you take a live photograph. And so, yeah, I look like a serial rapist in the photograph. Like my head, my eyes are really wide.
Yes.
My hair is standing straight up. So yeah, about sure. How you look right now. And so set up the app, and then I had an appointment for this morning to do the app just said appliance installation.
Yeah.
So I was assuming it was like throwing in a dishwasher or a stove or mm-hmm. So I took a bunch of stuff. Anyway, when I get over there to they give me the address and I drive over there.
Was this for female or male? What did they identify as?
Right. His name was Amy, and he'd appreciate if you didn't, put him in your bubble of what you think genders are supposed to be.
Is this for real?
No, God, no. Are you kidding? Yeah, no. No, look. For God's sakes, no. I make jokes. This is a comedy podcast, so if you're offended, please unsubscribe and unfollow me and never talk to me again.
I'm pretty sure if they got offended, they weren't following you in the first place.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no.
All right, back to Amy.
Anyway, so I get over there, and she's an elderly lady, super sweet. Oh, wait, backtrack.
Oh.
On the way there. So, yeah, this is, speaking of, gender transformity or Transformers.
No, this has nothing
penis
to do
is
with...
Penis is in disguise.
Stop. This has nothing to do with transforming.
No. So, anyway, the I had to pee. So, on the way to the job, yeah, I stopped at a Quick Trip. And I go inside, and I take a leak, and there's a turd on the floor.
Is there really?
Yeah. Like, the bathrooms were disgusting. There was, like, shit speckling. And I was like, so I had to, you know, do like the, what's that game where you have like the dots on the floor?
Twister.
I had to twister myself around, like right hand sink, left hand toilet bowl, right foot paper towel dispenser.
I forget, you guys don't really have stalls.
Yeah, you don't, well here, we'll go into a bathroom and, that's illegal now.
Oh, yeah. Like who would stop you?
Anyway, so.
Turn on the floor.
So I go into the bathroom, take a leak, and then I'm going to get a drink. So I buy a extra large Quick Trip tea because I wanted caffeine. Did you know an extra large has 1,700 calories? This drink right here is like an entire meal.
Yeah, it
in
is.
Sugar. It's that's a pound of sugar in there.
Ooh.
So I need to get rid of my feet. So
no
I'm like,
kidding.
I'm like, hurry up, get the diabetes for an amputation.
Got the beanie.
Got the beanies. But then, so I go walking up to the counter after I get my drink, and there's a portly guy.
What's that mean?
Portly is like, he's short and round. He's short and round. He's
like
not
you.
Not Asian. But he's, so what I thought was funny was, okay, he's a white guy, probably about 5'8", 5'9".
Your height?
I'm way shorter than that. They can't, you know.
Well, on your Tinder profile, it says you are 5'6". No.
5'6", I'm not lying. So the guy is, he's very round, and he's wearing thick black-rimmed glasses.
As he should.
And his hair's wet. Like, he just got done, like, in the shower and just left it, but it's like, he's obviously been working his shift.
And are you sure it looked wet or greasy?
It was both. It looked like, you know, duck feathers, like water beads off the back. I think he's got...
What? That special type of oil in his hair?
He's got, yeah. He rubbed
part
a
duck.
He rubbed a duck on his face.
You're dumb. Keep telling the story.
So he just looks at me, and he looks me up and down, and he's like, it's for free. And I said, really? And he was like, yeah. And I said, thanks. I got a $1 Quick Trip drink. But he eye-fucked the shit out of me, so now I'm...
Was it worth it? For that pound of sugar?
Yes. Yes. I will say, yep, I've never felt more proud to be sexually molested mentally.
I was going to say, we got to put the mentally in there.
Mentally.
There's no touching.
I did try to get him to grab me. I was like, hey, I'm working a hand job.
No,
profession
you're done.
Right now.
Just stop.
So,
you're trying.
I'm doing handies.
You're trying too
doing
hard.
Handies. So I got my free drink because I'm gorgeous, apparently.
Oh my god.
I'm planning on it.
No.
Tonight.
You're funny.
Rough sex.
I know. And, I don't even know what to say to that.
And so it's hard to make 2 inches rough.
Right?
But so... So I go to the lady's house to do
your appliance.
The appliance installation. And knock on the door, and she's an elderly lady, probably in her, I don't know, 50s. And so she's like, oh, no, I just need you to hang curtain rods. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I was figuring I was going to put a brand new refrigerator in your house or something.
Right.
And so she's just like, nope, I need a double curtain rod in the front, you know, and then I have 7.
I
got to do all these bedrooms. And then she's like, well, when you get that done, install a lock on the back door and a lock in the garage.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have time for all that. It's only 2 hours.
Right.
So I introduce myself. I'm friendly. She's decent. And I start putting up the curtains and get everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm asking her questions like, how do you want it? Where do you want the brackets? You
right.
Know, what kind of... And she's just like, whatever. So I'm making a mess and I get everything put up and we're talking. And I'm like, so for this job, you know, how much did you... Like, I tried to contact her on the app.
Right.
And, you
this
know...
This is the Fiber app?
No. This is Handy.
That's literally what the
yes.
app is called?
Yeah, that's what all the hand job jokes are for.
Oh, I thought you were...
You know, Yeah, I am doing Fiverr as well.
Right.
And I'm also doing TaskRabbit. And right. I'm also tap dancing on the street for money. And I'm also turning tricks.
Oh, my God. And stop.
And I'm also doing a podcast for money.
Okay. Which you're making a ton.
And I'm making $6.
All right. And back on the trail.
Hey, you know the first rule of improv is you say yes and. You don't shoot me down when I'm going on a...
Oh,
on
babe?
A
break.
Yeah.
Babe?
Yeah.
I will shoot you down.
Yeah, I know. Oh, sex! Oh! So I get all the curtain rods put up, and I'm asking her, like, I tried to message her yesterday and ask what the job was. You know, like, what are we doing exactly so I can be prepared?
Right.
And, she's like, oh, I don't know. I just ordered it off the website. And I said, well, how much did you pay for this service? So yeah. I got paid $70 for 2 hours of work.
So did get paid?
Yeah.
Okay.
So $35 an hour, which is good. Right. And she's like, well, it was super cheap compared to other people who were wanting. She's like, I called a contractor and to hang curtain rods. They were like, just for an estimate, they wanted to come in and it was $300 minimum to hang curtains. Yes.
Wow.
I know. And then so she's like, well, she paid $160. So this app took over half of what I was going to get. Like, say, if she would have just paid me $160, I'd keep the whole amount. But this app took 60% finder's fee.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And then so we were both, like, in shock. We're both like, that's fucking ridiculous.
So that, you take didn't that know much. This.
I did. No, I didn't. But okay. It's like, it makes me question if I want to keep using that.
Right?
Or should I just start like a budget handyman business where I just, people just message me and like, hey.
But how would you?
Advertise on a podcast.
On the podcast.
Or on the YouTube channel or something.
Can't you do that like through Craigslist too?
Yeah.
People still use that?
Yes. And that's okay. What she's started through Angie's List.
Oh, but it's not Angie's List anymore.
No, it's something else.
No, it's just Angie's. Get your life together.
I don't know, Angie. I don't know women.
No.
I know nothing about women. So anyway, yeah, that job went pretty quick. Like I said, a couple hours. I did stick around a little bit longer to help with the back door lock because it's one of those electronic.
Right.
So I assembled it, but we couldn't get the code to work and having problems figuring it out. And I'm like, I just put one in my house, but it was simpler. It was like 3 steps to get the code programmed in. This one had like 20 steps.
Oh.
So it was a deadbolt. Mine's just like the handle.
Oh, yeah.
And, but yeah, I don't think I'll be doing this for a long term, if they're
taking all the monies.
Taking like 60%. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little ridiculous.
So, did you leave her without a lock?
Yeah, I just said, fuck you, bitch, and I took off running. No!
Hey.
Like, fuck you, old lady, and then I ran away.
I don't think... I would... anyways.
No,
words are hard.
Right, it's okay. We're drinking. And then...
it doesn't matter.
No, I put the door lock together, and it works manually still. So, everything's assembled, and then I kind of walked her through the steps of what to do.
Okay.
And I said, well, I said, if you want to hire me again for half price, like...
Right, but just do it underneath
just
the table.
Just do it under the table, and then we can finish installing it. But yeah, she's good to go as far as, like, having everything functional.
Okay.
But it's not, like, the code thing wasn't working, but the keys still work, and the lever and knob and
the stub.
My stub's working.
Your stub is working.
Hey, guess what we're doing tonight?
We're going to Flicks.
Yeah, we're going to go to Flicks Brew House.
But I don't know what movie.
Remember last time we went? What did we do?
We, you,
what did we do the last time we were at Flicks Brew House?
You ate an entire pizza.
Okay, that's one thing we did.
I think I got the chicken tendies.
Mm-hmm.
We tried, because it was about this time last year. Because they had, like, a Charlie Brown pumpkin beer.
Mm-hmm.
We tried it. No bueno. The movie you picked out was super stupid.
I don't even remember what it was. Screaming Man or...
Escape Man,
Escape Man or Sleepy Man.
So, it was super...
Yeah. Oh, stupid. Oh, okay. Just because it was a bad movie.
Yeah. These are true facts right now. And this is... The only reason why what I'm going to say after happened.
Just get to the point.
There's a point to this?
No, there is no point to this. It's more of a no.
So, me, being an awesome girlfriend, just reached over and played with his penis. I know it was at least for a half an hour. And then here's Chris. He's just like, relaxed.
Yeah.
Like halfway falling asleep. Mm-hmm. And then I look over. We're in the back. So that's one of the reasons in my head I was like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, I don't like when people watch me give hand jobs.
Well, that's apparently you do. Because yeah. There was this guy a couple seats away from us. He was like at the very end and we were at the middle. And he was by himself and he was elderly-ish. Mm-hmm. And
he was waiting for his turn.
Fuck yeah, he was. Because he kept sideswiping. Kept looking over.
Yeah, I should have just reached and over and been like, yeah, we'll do a train.
You couldn't because...
I got short little arms.
Facts. like a T-Rex. You were just so relaxed.
I know. Thank you. It was a nice massage.
It was.
I appreciate the effort. Yeah. So.
What do you mean the effort? Right. It was great.
You know how huge my dick is? You know how hard it is to stroke something off that's
I
that
know.
Big?
I had to use two hands, ladies and gentlemen.
Like a baseball bat.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happened. So I think that's the only reason why Chris wants to go back
yeah.
to...
Yes.
Flicks Brewhouse.
I'm going to put my penis in some popcorn and have you eat a kernel.
Why do you go there?
Eat the kernel. Eat the...
Your penis is going to eat the kernel? You're going to stick it up your pee hole?
That might be interesting. We'll grease up some kernels and like shove it down the pee hole.
There is no
wee. It is my weekend, so I get to choose what we do. What's that? Is that Benoit balls that you like push in your butthole?
I don't know. You're the one that's done butt stuff. Not me. I don't know what goes up an asshole.
Don't get so defensive. It's fine.
Hey, I'm just saying.
So
Mr. Yeah. Oh, so yeah, if you want it, I'll do it, baby.
I think how it works is Benoit balls. There's like balls on a string, and you push them in your butthole, then you poop them out. So we could try.
Why would somebody do that? Why would they want to stick something that far up their butt to poop out balls?
Let's ask that guy at Quick Trip. I bet he knows.
Oh, facts.
He's probably got way bigger things than tennis balls up there.
No,
he doesn't look
so.
Like he's into sports. I don't.
You don't sports.
I do sports.
No.
I was playing
with your penis.
That's
not a sport, babe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I was a sport, I'd be the fucking professional. I'd be getting paid.
You better not be.
What? I better not be. Huh? I don't know what you're saying. So, yeah, that would be my.
So what, he made me tell that story. Fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't really care. So we're going back. Yeah. I actually love Flicks Brewhouse.
Yeah, it's good.
Their food, so good. But yes, I only eat like three different things.
Right.
But those three different things, they're on point.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own brewery, and I like
breweries.
I like a good beer or whatever.
I saw on the ad they had like special stuff this month.
They do?
Yeah, it's a new month.
See, my favorite brewed beer are sours, and not a lot of breweries have that because I guess it's like super detailed or whatever. And the last time they didn't have one, I don't think. But their beers are good. I don't drink like the dishwater called IPA. It's fucking disgusting. I'll do some ales and then, you know, your light or wheat beers. Then there's Chris. He's not a real beer drinker.
No, I'm a fag.
Yes.
I'm like, the fruitier, the better.
The more sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, when it comes to drinking, I'm the man. Mm. I'm the cool one.
Okay.
And then you.
Yeah,
I don't like to drink beer all the time. Mm. And I like the mixed drinks, but they give me that, you know, that sugar heartburn. Mm. And it's like, I can't breathe.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Don't look at me like that.
I can look at you with my eyes.
Can you?
No.
So, yeah, I'm excited to go. He hasn't told me what movie yet. So.
Yeah, we're going to go watch The Eternals. It's two.
What
it's
the
almost,
fuck is that?
Right? It's like the
Did
one
you
after.
Just pick,
yes.
Did you just pick so, a stupid movie on purpose?
Right. It's 3 hours of hand job, is what it's going to be.
Oh, fuck you. Now it's so, not going to be so no hours
the,
of hand job.
The Eternals is supposed to be the movie after Avengers Endgame.
Oh, seriously, I thought you were going to say it's the movie after Escape Man. And I think I would have
punched me in the face.
I would have reached over this little
counter
island thing that I have and punched you in the face.
Penis. Punch me right in the dick with your mouth would be fine.
You, okay, well, you said with your mouth. I had a penis with my hand, and then I got reprimanded.
So, yeah, we're going to watch The Eternals. It's okay, calm down. We're going to watch The Eternals and, see how the rest of the weekend goes. So, yep, stay tuned for this advertisement about how much I love Spotify. Nope, wrong. Anchor. This is an Anchor ad. Okay, all right, thanks. Bye. And I'm back. So how did the rest of the weekend go? Let's see. So after the pregame at Jamie's, we went ahead and head over to Merle Hay Mall. And so the idea was just to kill a little time before the movie, and so walk around the mall, look at different bullshit. I got a real greasy pretzel, and had jalapenos from the pretzel place, and then we stopped into Game Day, which is a sports bar, and had some more drinks there. They sell like a gigantic gallon-shaped mule that it requires two people to drink it, so it was like $48 at Game Day. And then we head over to Flicks, and like I said, we watch The Eternals, which has like Angelina Jolie, Kumail Nanjiani. He's like the dude from Harold and Kumar, I think. No, that's somebody else. Anyway, so we ordered the food. So the beers were on point. I had a chocolate stout. Jamie had something, I don't know. And then I had a pizza. So I will say that the food and drinks at Flicks Brewhouse, amazing. However, the movie, no, 0 out of 4 stars. I neither one of us made it through the movie. Like, it's 3 hours long, and 30 minutes into it, we both fell asleep. So I don't know the plot behind it. I'm not going to do any spoilers, but it's like a superhero movie, but it's like so, the plot's so slow and lethargic, it put us to sleep. And so yeah, no hand job at the... at the Flicks Brewhouse, yeah, that sucks. But yeah, still had a good time. And the rest of the weekend was pretty good as well. Thanks for listening. Throw me a rating if you're on an application that can do so. Also, if you're not following or subscribed, hurry up and do that shit. If you do, I'll come to your house and give you a hand job. Also, I've got beer mugs and t-shirts for sale. Why the fuck not? Check it out. I got some stupid shit. Chris Bassett, creator-spring.com, link in the description. And then if you're listening on Spotify, there's a support button. Twist my nipples and buy me a beer. 99 cents a month to destroy my liver. Later, masturbators.